بسم الاب والابن والروح القدس الواحد امين. النهارده يوم كبير، انا ما كنتش عارف، اتخضيت. بس دي نعمه كبيره قوي ان يعني ابقى موجود معاكم في الاحتفال ده، بس هي العذراء، بس كمان افتتاح المبنى الجديد، وطبعا قبل المسبح حاجه جميله قوي. انا هتكلم شويه بالانجليزي، او هتكلم كتير بالانجليزي. بس هحاول ندخل شويه عربي كده عشان كله ايه يفهم ان شاء الله. In Father and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. When we talk about St. Mary, we can talk about so many things. صح؟ We can talk about St. Mary's humility. We can talk about St. Mary's faith, her obedience, her strength, her courage. There's so many things we can talk about St. Mary. But today I chose something that we often forget. When the Archangel Gabriel came to her, he told her the following. So, and having come in, the angel said to her, Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Rejoice, highly favored one. Actually, the good translation should say full of grace, like we say in Tazbah. My question to you is, why is St. Mary full of grace? And ishma'na hiya. What did St. Mary do that made her full of grace? Obviously, many things that she did that we don't do. But there's this one characteristic that I believe that because she did it, and she did it so well, she was full of grace. Saint Mary, actually, before I get to that, in the Tasbih Sanskrit, okay, we said the Father looked down from heaven. So the Father looked down from heaven and found no one like you. He sent his only begotten who came and took flesh from you. When the Father looks down from heaven, what does he see? Does he see inside that time frame? Does he see, is it in the year 0 AD? And if what when Messiah يتولد الاب كده بص وقال ايه ده؟ اه هي احسن واحده اخدها. When the Father looks down from heaven, the Father is above time. And هو فوق الوقت. فلما الاب بيبص لتحت مش بيشوف بس ايه شهر معين، سنه معينه، لحظه معينه. بيشوف، مش عارف تليفون مين ده؟ حد يجي ياخد تليفونه. بيشوف كل الزمن. اوكي؟ اتفضل حبيبي. So God sees everywhere. All time, from the beginning till now. So when God looked at St. Mary, she was the one he picked out of all the women in the entire world that ever lived. Not only in that specific moment, ever lived. But again, why is she so special? Why is she full of grace? Actually, the Bible answers us. Are there many things written about St. Mary in the Bible? Or no? حد يرد يعني ما تخافوش. Okay. في حاجات كتير مكتوبة على العذراء في الإنجيل؟ لا. No. When St. Mary, even when she spoke, she has her own praise and she prayed to God. صح؟ But even then, even when we see St. Mary in the Bible, we don't see her talk. Even like at the wedding of Cana, في كانا يعني, لما جي في الفرح ما عندهمش نبيت. There's no wine. So what do? She tells God one sentence. That's it. Why is that so important? Who cares if she doesn't talk? Actually, it's extremely important. Because there's two types of people. There's many types of people, but there's two characteristics of people. There's something that they call the extrovert, and there's another personality called the introvert. يعني, extrovert are people that talk a lot. And anything that's in their mind comes out of their mouth. Whether it's wise or not, jokes or not, whatever it is, whatever's in the mind comes out. They're extrovert. They don't think about it twice. And this is a gift from God. And you find these people are gifted in so many things. But the introverts are the ones usually that we come in a church, we don't see them. مش باينين. And usually they're very sensitive. يعني ممكن أول ناس أصلا مش باينين في الكنيسة، ممكن أول ناس يمشوا من الكنيسة عشان حد زعلهم، وهم حتى مش ملاحظين هم زعلهم وهم إيه وهم مشوا، وعشان مش بيكلموا مش باينين فيمشوا من الكنيسة. بس الناس دي the introverts have a huge gift from God. And that's what St. Mary had. St. Mary was so gifted that because she didn't talk a lot to people, she spoke a lot to God. So when you see someone kida, like the saints, very pious, very humble, in their corner, many people are talking, making jokes, whatever, and they're just silent. But inside their heart, they're speaking to God. This is extremely important. And that's why she was so full of grace, because of the amount of time she spent with God. And today in this world, we have a huge challenge. Like, I have two iPads in front of me right now. I have my phone, another phone that just rang. That wasn't mine. Okay, I'm innocent. And there's so many things. I can go on Facebook, Twitter. I can spend all my... I'm sure people are on their phone while I'm speaking. The devil is trying to steal every single minute in our lives so I will not spend it with God. Every minute. Be busy with this, busy with that. So we have all these gadgets around us. Taban, they're very useful and they're very good. But to a certain extent, I have to know how to use them. But St. Mary had that gift. And anybody that is an introvert needs to use that gift. I need to always lift up my heart to God in prayer. And if I do this, I will become a saint. Because we can still become saints. We have all the ingredients in the church today to become saints. And God calls us to become saints. ربنا بيطلب مننا نحن نبقى قديسين. عندنا كل حاجة في الكنيسة عشان نبقى قديسين. مفيش حاجة ناقصانا. Saint Ignatius ده تلميذ or the disciple of Saint John or Saint Peter. يعني Saint Peter, بطرس الرسول ويوحنا الرسول كان تلميذهم Ignatius. قال حاجة جميلة قوي. Very simple but so difficult. He says, find time to pray without ceasing. I'll say it again. Find time, لازم ألاقي الوقت to pray عشان أصلي without ceasing. يعني أصلي باستمرار. لازم ألاقي وقت عشان أصلي باستمرار. إزاي؟ فطبعا الآباء علمونا, the fathers taught us that is the prayer of the heart. Again, what do I do inside of me? I have to find time to pray without ceasing. And you can imagine this is the level St. Mary was at. And that's why she was full of grace. The very good. That's St. Mary, what about me? And you know, in the rite, فتقص الكنيسة, in the rite of the church, in the liturgies, they said during the week, when I read the synaxarium, and I read the gospel of the liturgy, they are both linked. يعني السنكسار والإنجيل القداس في وسط الأسبوع ماشيين مع بعض. إزاي؟ يعني مثلا تلاقي واحد لو في بطرك اتوفى في اليوم ده, هتلاقي إن أنت الإنجيل يوحنا 10 على الراعي الصالح. لو لقيت مثلا واحدة قديسة اتوفت في اليوم ده, هتلاقي المثال الخمسة الحكيمات, صح, والجاهلات. فالقريات ماشيين مع السنكسار. طب why did the church do this? What's the point of me coming today and any day in any sermon and talk about saints? طبعا we glorify the saints and they're above our heads and we ask for intercession, but there's something more than this. And that's what the church is trying to teach. When they put the gospel along with the synaxarium, بيقولوا ايه, you look, this is the gospel, ده الإنجيل اللي انت بتقراه, وده الإنجيل السنكسار اللي المفروض تعيشه. So he's showing you, the church is showing, look at this saint, how she lived the Bible. I can look at this saint and know the Bible. يعني the Bible, the letter, the gospel of St. John is the last gospel that was written in the year 98. Almost 100, and the others were a bit before. So until the end of the first century, لغاية آخر أول قرن, الإنجيل كله مش موجود. طب how did the church live? Was the church strong? Was it weak? Strong. كان مفيش أقوى من كده. She was the strongest church was in the first century. طب they didn't have the Bible. And St. Mark, the first gospel was written or in year 46 or in the year 60s. So at least like 13, 15 years before having the first gospel written. But in the first years, there was huge miracles. The church was super strong. How? You know how? Because the church was the Bible. It's not about, it is about reading the Bible. But it's about reading the Bible to become the Bible. So when I talk about St. Mary or any other saint, the purpose is to imitate them. Take that life and do like them. Often, احنا بنعمل العكس. Like, I'm sorry, أنا هاخد cheap shot شوية. But we have to understand what we do. أني هقولها بالعربي. ساعات مثلا احنا بنقول لعيالنا لا حبيبي لازم تصلي، حبيبي تقرا الانجيل، حبيبي تروح الكنيسه. بس انا كأم او كأب مش بقرا، مش بصلي. طب انت بتعمل ايه؟ تفتكر ابنك هينفذ او بنتك هتنفذ؟ الولاد بيعملوا اللي احنا بنعمله، مش بيعملوا اللي احنا بنقوله. أنا ربنا طلب مني إن أنا أتلمذ عيالي، أتلمذهم زي ما المسيح قعد 3.5 سنين بيتلمذ التلاميذ. يعني المسيح كان ممكن يجي بعد المعمودية، ما هدفه الصليب، خلاص يقعد 3 أشهر كده يعملوا شوية حاجات ويتسلب وخلصت على كده. بس لا، قعد 3.5 سنين مع التلاميذ. طب بيعمل إيه؟ بتلمذهم، بديلهم حياة. بصوا هاكلوا ايه، هاكل ايه، وهاكل امتى، وهصوم ازاي، وهصلي ازاي، وهطلع الشياطين ازاي. بصوا الحياه اللي هديها لكم تلمذه كده. قال لهم روحوا انتوا وتلمذوا، ما قال لهمش روحوا اقروا اكتبوا الانجيل، قال لهم روحوا تلمذوا. انا مطلوب مني تلمذ عيالي. لما تلمذ عيالي معناتها ان انا بعيش اللي بقوله. I have to be living what I'm saying. If not, it's empty. It's empty. So when I talk about prayer, I need to be praying. When I talk about حبيبي اقرا الانجيل، انا كمان بقرا الانجيل. And I live the Bible. انا ببقى الانجيل. If I have to find time to pray without ceasing, I'll give you an example. هو سوري مكتوب بس بالانجليزي. But this is the example of the young rich ruler. So most of you know this example. So it says, now a certain ruler asked him, saying, good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? فالسؤال جميل، بيقول له يعني يا good teacher، أنا مفروض أعمل إيه عشان أخذ الحياة الأبدية؟ يعني سؤال جميل قوي. وربنا رد عليه بحاجة غريبة. Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. إن فيش إله هو ست. طب المسيح ده مش إله؟ طبعا إله. طب ليه الرد الغريب ده؟ نشوف دقيقة كده. بيقول له في آية 20، you know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and mother. He gave him 6 commandments. خد بالك، 6 commandments. هو في كم commandment؟ 10. Okay, only give him 6 commandments. And he said, all these things I have kept from my youth. يعني من أول ما أنا شاب بعمل كل الكلام ده. ما كده قال له، so when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, you still lack one thing. ناقص حاجة واحدة. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor. روح بيع كل حاجتك. And you will have treasure in heaven. هديك بقى أنا كنز في السماء. And come and follow me. But when he feared this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich. زعل، بيقدرش، كان غني قوي. طب ليه؟ He's coming saying, good teacher, how can I inherit eternal life? I come to God, tell him, good teacher, God, son of God, my savior, how do I inherit eternal life? How will he answer me? He says, do these 6 commandments. He responded, I did them since my youth. المشكلة ان ناقص 4 commandments. ايه هم الفور؟ Number one, you shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make idols. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. لو خدتوا بالكم، the 4 commandments that are missing are the 4 commandments that are related to God. You don't have any other gods but me. يعني ايه؟ وهو كان عنده إله تاني. كان المال. He had another God, which was the money. And that's why he couldn't accept it. You shall not make idols. How many idols do I make in my life? I know people, that one, I'm not talking about statues. I know people that their idols is fashion. Fashion. I know people, their idols are cars. Even it can even be a sport. It can be anything. Anything that takes me away from God, that it becomes more important than God, becomes an idol. Again, the Sabbath is that I spend time with God, and I respect God because I don't use it in His name in vain. But what's the point? The point is that person, going back to it, that rich young ruler followed the commandments, but not all the commandments. He followed the commandments that are artificial in a way, but he's missing the essence. He's missing the essence, which is God. And it's because of this that he didn't have love for God. And because of this that he still followed sin and he didn't follow God. But how does this apply to me today? So I can come, I say, well, I'm good. I come to liturgy, I take communion. I pray in the morning, I pray at night, whatever. I read my Bible, I read one chapter a day. I do all these things. I follow all the commandments. And I tell you, good. Good. But do you have the essence? Do you know what is it when I take the body and the blood of God? عارف يعني إيه؟ يعني الناس بتيجي تاخد تتناول يعني يعني أنا خايف لما بشوف مثلا واحد يعني أو اعترف مش عارف إيه وعارف لسه في خطيه وجاي يتناول أنا بخاف له. I'm afraid for him. But at the same time, I don't know. Did she offer repentance? Did he offer repentance? I don't know. I'm not going to tell him don't take communion, but I'm scared. Do I know what is it, the body and the blood of God, or just a routine that I do every Sunday? When I stand up to pray, is the essence there? Is God there? Or are my lips are the ones who are talking? Am I full of grace, or am I empty of grace? St. Mary was full of grace. She knew what she was doing. But what about me? Am I like this man that asked God, what do I need to do to be saved? But at the same time, I'm not focusing? Because if I don't have the essence, then I'm doing nothing. I'm wasting my time. Christianity is not about a list of things to do. Far from it. That's Islam. Sorry. Christianity, it's about a relationship with my Savior. A relationship with my God. And I love Him. And how do I get this relationship? Through communion, through prayer, all these things. I have to do them, no doubt. But do I do them really? Or I don't? Because that's the biggest difference. If you've been praying for years and you have never felt God, it's because you're not praying. If you come to liturgy and you partake of the body and blood and you leave the same way you came in week and after week after week, it's because you are not partaking of the body and the blood. Something is wrong. There's no heart to it. I need to have that heart. So that's why God told him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one that is God. Why did he answer him this? Because at that time, they used to tell each other's, okay, good teacher. But that good teacher was only supposed to be said to God. But people went to each other and he began lubat and they tell him, oh, good teacher. For Hawa, God is rebuking him. Why is he rebuking him? Because you come to me as if I'm a good teacher, as if I'm God, but in deep down inside you don't believe it. Deep down inside, I'm not your God. Money is your God. And because of this, he rebuked him. It's not because he's not God, he is God. But he wasn't God to that rich young man. And he told him, so in other words, tell him, repent. Tub. Because you're not going in the right direction. Prayer is the proper work of the heart. And he sent Mother Teresa. Says there's a type of prayer that is very nice. Salah kada gamila awi. All I have to do is I lift up my heart to God. That in itself is a prayer. I lift up my heart to God. أنا I can take the أجبية, and the أجبية is a very deep spiritual prayer. But because I'm used to it, I just say it. I'm babbling things. My lips are speaking, but my heart is not speaking. Will God accept this prayer? Orthodoxy is even bigger than this. I have to know. It's good that I know by heart. It's good. But what does this mean? What I know by heart, it's a gift. That I close my eyes, I don't need the Agbaya. I can say the Psalms from the bottom of my heart. And I can just say the Psalms focused on them. So every word that comes out of my mouth came out from my mind and my heart. And if I focus, so the saints say that the key to prayer, مفتاح الصلاة, is تركيز. The key to prayer is focused. If I'm focusing on the words that I'm saying, it's a matter of time my heart will be lifted up to God. But if I'm praying only by my mouth, it's not prayer. The prayer is the proper work of the heart. Now people say, I don't have time. Sorry, I don't buy this stuff. Next, last time I checked, the clock had 24 hours in a day. 24 hours is a long time. You sleep 8 hours, fine. 16 hours is a long time. What do you do in the 16 hours? What do you do in the 16 hours that you don't have time to pray? I don't buy that. I don't believe it. Remember the story of the eunuch? You know the eunuch? So the eunuch was going, it's in the book of Acts, صح? The eunuch was going from Ethiopia to Jerusalem to do what? What was he doing? It's a question, يعني. What was he doing? حد يرد عليا, please. He was going to worship, okay? So the eunuch was Ethiopian, but his religion was Judaism. He was Jew. كان واحد يهودي. رايح يعبد. He went to worship at the time of the feast. What's his job? This man was the treasurer of the queen of Ethiopia. And this man had a huge position in the government. Nobody is here is busier than this man. Yet this man left all his responsibilities in Ethiopia, and he's riding, not in a flying, he's riding a horse to go worship in Jerusalem. How many days does it take him? I don't know. But he's making a point to go. And what is he doing while he's riding? Reading the book of Isaiah. How great is that? This man that is extremely busy, that has such a high position in the government, left all this. He has God as a priority. And he uses his time very well, very efficiently. That's why when the apostle came or deacon came to speak to him, he converted right away and told him, I need to be baptized now. He believed right away, I want to be baptized. Why? His heart was ready. Nobody is as busy as this man is. But it's such a great example. See how the heart is ready when the heart is prepared? What do I do during my day? Do I prepare my heart? Do I have a spiritual canon that I go by? Is God in my heart, in my mind all day? Did I read my Bible today? Did I pray today? Or I don't care. Because like in my body, imagine that one day you don't eat at all. How would you feel? Feel very weak. And then you have anything virus that comes in the body, you fall sick. And after you fall sick, you might die. Why do you think that spiritually is any different? Spiritually is exactly the same. If I do not feed my spirit through prayer, Bible, or communion on a daily basis, my spirit becomes weak. I become lukewarm. I cannot feel God. I cannot worship God. I cannot fulfill the commandments of God. I cannot do anything. Because I don't feed my spirit. So how do I expect to live as a Christian? I can't. I have to do these things, it's spiritual nourishment. and it's the foundation of my relationship with God. It's of extreme importance. What I'm saying might be tough, you might be busy, you might have a lot of things to do, but it is what it is. There's no way around it. And I'll give you, like, when you have, like, the church and we put the icons in the church, often we put the endeel, which is supposed to be a candle, in front of the icon. So what's the point of that? What's the point of having the candle in front of the icon? First, obviously, it demonstrates, يعني بتوري إن الكديس ده الأيقونة دي, they're seen, they're the light of the world. So, because God, the true light, is in them, they also lit the world. Number one. But how did they lit the world? إزاي الناس دي بتنور العالم؟ How do the church teaches us this? Through the candle. Look at this candle. The candle is lighting, صح? It's shining. It's giving light. But how? You see, the candle is going down bit by bit, until it disappears. So what does that teach us? Me, if I want to become the light of the world, I need to be like this candle. In humility and in fatigue, بتعب. بموت يوم ورا يوم عشان ربنا. بموت زي إيه؟ الكندل, زي الشمع. On many different levels. From a humility, from being tired for God, serving God, tired in prayer, tired in my Bible, I'm offering my life as a sacrifice to God. Dying in repentance every day. Through this candle going down, the light shines. And that's what God says. If you do not want to lose your life and you want to save it, خلاص, you're not going to have anything. You won't save your life. But he who sacrifices his life for me will save it. And not only on earth, but also in heaven. Last example, the transfiguration. طبعاً, you guys know the Eid of the transfiguration, the feast was this week, صح? So in the transfiguration, Christ went up the mountain with three of his disciples, صح? And when he went up, and the question I want to ask is why he chose three of these disciples? Why he has 12? Why three of them only? And what happened? They went up with him. What did these disciples see? First, they saw God transfigured, all this light. They saw God like face to face. So this, the person that follows God throughout this mount of Tabor for his transfiguration, they have God Almighty working in their lives. Next thing, they heard the voice of God the Father. So the people that are true Christians hear the voice of God and they can differentiate it. And often I ask God, why aren't you talking to me? Why aren't you talking to me? What's your will? Should I do this or that? God spoke to you. And he spoke to me. But I'm not able to discern. That's the problem. Why? Because I'm not used to hearing his voice. I don't spend enough time with him. You know when you have a mother or a father that they have a newborn baby? And you can have, let's say, I don't know, 10 families in the church that have newborn babies. And if I'm standing, let's say a father stands as a deacon, and he hears a baby crying, he knows or she knows if that's her baby or not. Just by the cry, because I heard the cry so often, I know this is my child or it's not. When I spend enough time with God, I get to hear his voice. I discern it. If I don't, I can't. To know his will, I have to discern his voice. And the third thing, who appeared? Moses and Elijah. So these three disciples then went up, started living amongst the saints and had a relationship with the saints. Like today we praise St. Mary, and some of you have a relationship with St. Mary. So going up that mountain, they saw the power of God in their lives through the transfiguration. They heard the voice of God and could discern it. They lived among the saints. Like, take the example of Pope Corollus, for example. He has a relationship with Marimina, and very obvious. But the question again, why did God choose these three disciples? And the answer is very simple. Because they are the ones that were ready. That's what St. John Chrysostom says. They were the ones that were ready. Yes, God, I want to go up that mountain with you. I know that mountain is tiring. And it's a long journey, but I want to be there with you. So God said, Hadr, Habibi, you want to be there with me? That's the desire of your heart? Come with me. And come see the glory of God on top of the mountain. I'm going to finish with just a few tips. And a few tips that I really believe, if you even take one and apply it in your life, it could be really helpful. First, for some reason, when we come for prayer, people could pray, if they pray, they pray at night. Prayer in the morning, people are like, oh, I have to wake up early, sharafi, let's habadri. I have to understand prayer in the morning is extremely important. I will go to the point to say that it's the most important prayer. When I pray in the morning, I take grace from God to go to protect me throughout the day. So I go to school, I go to work, wherever I go, I see weird things. I hear weird things. What's going to protect me? It's my prayer. This time I spend with God in the morning is extremely important. It's tough, but I have to wake up earlier. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever you can do, but I have to wake up earlier. But the morning prayer has a huge blessing to it. And I have to understand, when I go to pray, and I'm sorry, but when I go to pray, I have to understand that I'm going in a war. All of our lives, we're in a war, in a spiritual war against the devil. That's what St. Paul says. Sah. All our lives, especially during prayer, especially during liturgy. Why? The key to prayer is focus. If I can't focus, I can't pray. So let me throw all the thoughts in the world at you. المذاكرة والمشاكل وابنك وبنتك ومش عارف ايه. The devil throws all these things at you. You have to understand you're in a war. So بدرش اخش ان انا اصلي وبتاوب كده يلا نصلي بقى بشويه قبل نخش لا انا داخل اصلي داخل حرب. فانا داخل حرب وعارف اصلي عارف اركز عشان داخل حرب. There's nobody that goes to war that just woke up 5 minutes before the war. That people are so afraid of the war that they can't even sleep. صح؟ And I have like trained for months and years, and I'm so focused on the war. But if I go just so easy kid in prayer, I find myself that I didn't pray at the end. How much do I focus? The second thing is the Jesus prayer of Salat Yasua. And my Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Rabbi Yasua ibn Allah, irhamna al-khati. الصلاة دي لازم أستعملها بجد وأستعملها في أي وقت فاضي. يعني إمتى؟ أنت أو أنتي أو أنت بتغسلوا مواعين، أوكي؟ يعني أنتوا الاثنين صح؟ رجالة وستات بتغسلوا مواعين، أوكي؟ فبنغسل المواعين، طب أنا وقت ضايع. طب ما تصلي. هتلاقي نفسك المواعين خلصت بسرعة. يا رب يسوع المسيح ارحمنا من خطي. الصعب. ممكن كمان حاجة تانية يبقى عندي إنجيل جنبي أو تليفون في الإنجيل ويبقى عندي آية لسه قريت إصحاح وفي آية دي عجبتني عايز أحفظها. حاطط الإنجيل جنبي وأنا بغسل المواعين وأنا like I'm going to catch the bus, I'm inside the bus, whatever it is that I'm doing, all the free time that I have, I learn the verse by heart. Every time I'm in trouble, God reminds me of that verse and I live the verse. All through the blessing of the time that I'm free. If you actually look at your day, you'll find plenty of time like this. Plenty. بضيع وقت بعمل في اي حاجه ثانيه. بس استعمل الوقت ده مظبوط استعمله صح. If not خلاص غير كده هيبقى وقت ايه ضايع. If I'm going to work, going to school, what do I listen to in the car? تسمعي في العربية؟ تسمع الراديو؟ تسمع موسيقى، تسمع في عربية، تسمع تراتيل قداس. أنا تعلمت كتير قوي بحاجة بسيطة قوي. كنت قبل كان بروح الشغل طبعا، فبروح الشغل كنت نص ساعة رايح نص ساعة جاي. فكنت بعمل إيه؟ كنت أحط مثلا بقرأ إصحاح معين، مثلا الإنجيل اللي بذكره، وباخد نص الوعظ على تفسير وانا رايح، ونص الوعظة وانا جاي. So that 1 hour a day taught me. So after 2 months you finish the Gospel of John, 2 more months the Gospel of Luke, 2 more months the Book of Acts. تلاقي نفسك 1 year passed، سنة عدت، طب اتعلمت ايه؟ وتشجعت، انت فهمت ودخلت في عمق الانجيل بحاجة بسيطة قوي. بروح الانترنت بعمل داونلود كل ابونا داود لمعي وعظات انجيل لوقا، وبشتغل في لوك سهل، بغير ما ضيع وقتي في حاجات تانية مش بتغير فيا اي حاجه، عشان اي حاجه حلوه فيا استعمل الوقت ده. ايماجين لو انت اخذت ايه، حفظت ايه واحده كل اسبوع، يعني ايه واحده كل اسبوع صعبه في الوقت الضايع. So every year 50 verses. After 10 years but كم verses 500 verses. بس كده عشان حفظت آية واحدة بس في الأسبوع، مش في اليوم، في الأسبوع. حاجات صغيرة تغير حياتنا، بس I have to put the effort and I have to put the focus. The last thing is when I take communion, usually many of the monks, they really understand what they're doing. When they take communion they run to the cells، يعني بيروحوا الألية بتاعتهم أو الرهبات كمان طبعا، بيروحوا الألية بتاعتهم ومجرد ممكن يقعدوا 5 دقايق بيصلوا وبشكر ربنا على جسده ودمه وعلى النعم اللي ناخدها. So I let God work in me. بس I can take communion واروح أتكلم مع ناس and I start maybe even talking about other people وكل الكلام الغريب ده اللي أنا لسه مش فاهمه، وتلاقي النعمة ضاعت. طب أنا عملت إيه؟ بقالي ساعتين بصلي عشان نتناول، وبعد أول ما تناول رحت إيه بهدلت الدنيا. I have to cherish these moments. These little things can change our lives and we can become full of grace like Saint Mary or any other saint. But these are not mere words. I have to live them. If I don't live them, I'm doing nothing. Christianity is about a life. It's a way of life with the relationship of God, our Savior. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
نساء كثيرات نلنا كرامات، تعليت أنت أكثر من جميعهن، لأنك أنت فخر العذارى. يا مريم والدة الليلة، أريبريس فاذين أغري. جفس مارو اوتن جف يوتن مبشيري يا ابانا الذي في السماوات تقدس اسمك. سميرني باسي أيها السيد الرب يسوع المسيح ابن الله الوحيد وكلمة الآب الإله الذي قطع كل رباطات خطايانا من قبل الألام خلص المحيي الذي نفخ في وجه تلاميذ القديسين وصلت وقال لهم بل الروح القدس من رفضتم لهم خطاياهم غفرت ومن أمسكتموها عليهم ومسكت تلانا وجهنا يا سيدنا من قبل السكرات أنت الذي يعملون في كانوك لزمن كنيس قدس نغفروا خطايا الأرض بتحرك كل رباطات الظلم. We ask and entreat your goodness, love, and mankind for your servants, my fathers, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory. Dispense unto us your mercy and lose every one of our sins. If we have committed any sin against you, knowingly, unknowingly, or short in deed and word, or from faint heartedness, though Master, who knows the weakness of men as a good and philanthropic one, grant us the forgiveness of our sins, bless us, purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with your fear and strengthen us unto your holy goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the adoration, and you to your good old Father, Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is of an essence with you and at all times and unto the age of all ages. Amen. 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 Alleluia. Doxa Patri. Christos penotin Oron de tire ne mon antikrin sem antikrin kan no vene ni volje tok ti gon be onen be esmon pe amah sha in amen because worthy to pray to you thank for your father who art in heaven hallowed be thy name thy kingdom come thy will be done on earth as in heaven give us this day our daily bread forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those trespass against us lead us not into temptation but deliver us from the evil one, Christ Jesus our Lord, then the kingdom, the power, the glory. Amen. We thank God from all our hearts for these blessed days of the St. Mary revival and her blessed fasting. Congratulations for the gifts that St. Mary presented us or granted us tonight. As we said in the glorification, we have a worshiping gift, the new altar of Marimina and Pope Carillo VI. And we took the permission of His Eminence, His Grace, Bishop Clemandus, to use this altar. Usually we are not allowed to use the altar unless it is sacred, consecrated. So His Grace gave us permission to put the blessed tablet, Al-Luh Al-Muqaddas, and pray liturgies until he has the chance to come and consecrate the altar. Also, the other gift is 9 Camfield Road.